This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been a while since we have talked commodities on this program, apart, I mean, from the occasional mention of oil, I suppose. But commodities today, we are going to do specifically gold. It's been a rough couple of days for the original precious metal. It dropped to a five-year low on Monday because why? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Here's a rather delightful summary of what's up with gold.
Gold has totally fallen out of bed over the last couple of days.
That charming turn of phrase comes from Colin Szyzinski with CMC Markets.
There's a number of factors that drive gold up and down over time, and at the moment, all of them, the pendulum has swung to being a headwind for gold rather than a tailwind.
You see, people buy gold in times of uncertainty. It's supposed to be a safe haven and a hedge against inflation. But inflation fears are now down, and from Greece to Iran, things are looking up. Speaking of up, that's where U.S. interest rates are likely headed. That also puts pressure on gold, says Campbell Harvey. He's a finance professor at Duke.
It's like we have turned the corner that there's going to be continued growth in the future and the interest rates can go back to normal levels. All of this implies that there's less risk, there's less fear, there's less reason to hoard gold.
Harvey says another factor is recent news that China's been buying less gold for its reserves than previously thought. Lower demand, lower prices. Eric Norland is an economist at the CME Group, a derivatives exchange. He says gold just doesn't have a lot of uses.
The other precious metals like platinum, palladium, and silver, they have very extensive industrial uses. So for silver, a great deal of it is used in electronics, etc.
Norland says lots of gold just sits in vaults as an investment. So when you take away fear, you take away a big reason to buy gold. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.